Blog Talk Radio.
His road to the NFL, and hopefully he'll get some looks later on going forward. If you want to check him out on Twitter, his Twitter feed is m_jones17. Follow him, give him some support. Watch his highlight films. They're on YouTube. I have put that in the description below. So whenever you want to check him out, his highlights are below, and his Twitter handle. Also, check out NFLDraftWarRoom.com. Constantly updated big board, small school mock draft, small school sleeper page, interview section with all the interviews I've done, as well as Mickey over the time of this season. And Mickey had just finished upgrading the mock draft. So check it out with your favorite team. I'll also be doing a 7-round mock draft shortly for all your favorite NFL teams. So don't forget to check out that. And look forward to having Mark Jones on tonight. Tomorrow night I will be having another special guest. Let's go ahead and mention who we'll have. We'll have Jared Lacy from Colorado State University Pueblo, another talented guy that I really want to talk to. He said he has a great story. So tomorrow night we will have him on, and I really can't wait. Some other guys I'll have on in the next few weeks. I have Gary White from Eastern Michigan, as well as Aaron Wilmer, who might get a shot with the series Undrafted. Me and him are in contact quite a bit. And also, Mickey will be having a special guest on Friday. So without further ado, I would love to bring my special guest on tonight, Mr. Mark Jones. Mark, are you
here?
Hey,
how you doing? Yep, I'm here.
I'm doing wonderful. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good.
Well, thank you for taking the time out of your night. I know you're busy. You're a student trying to make the good grade. I understand, you know, you're probably training as well to try to get a chance in the NFL, CFL, and so on and so forth. So let's jump right away into the questions. I'm going to ask you some simple questions, ones you've probably heard of before, but I'm going to have a spin on a few different things. And then I'm going to ask you about some former guys that used to came from that school that made it big. So just a few basic questions, but also to give the listeners a better idea of what your journey's been through your college football or from high school all the way to college. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. Tell me about your process with recruiting coming out of high school. Was there any big-time schools looking at you, or were you a little bit overlooked by the bigger schools and D2, D3 schools were looking at it? Tell us about that.
Throughout high school, you know, I was overlooked a lot by a lot of different schools. I went to, like, a lot of the big camps growing up. I was sent to a couple of the big camps, but a lot of schools overlooked me. Then I had like a few of the Division II schools looking at me as well. Also, a couple of D3s and NAIs, but mostly a lot of D2s and the RBAC. And Coach Baines, when he came to Western State, he had gave me the opportunity to play for him. So it was really a blessing. You know, he knew I was undersized, but he knew he seen something that was talented in me that wanted him to take a shot on me.
Tell me about your relationship with Coach Baines. You know, I've heard that he's quite a coach that really gets down to your level to get to know you, not only as a player on his program, but, you know, personally, that he's really good with players in life, and he's a great mentor. Tell me about your relationship with the head coach.
I mean, you know, with my head coach, it was like it was a great relationship between my 4 or 5 years here with him. I mean, I always try to find a bigger picture when I was on my recruiting trips to see, like, it's more than just football. What else can I gain than just football from him? I know in 10 to 15 years, if I'm ever having a problem or if I'm ever struggling, I can always call Coach Baines. And my relationship with him, you know, it was the players on the team always made fun of me. They always made fun of me how it was like a father-son type of moment for him. But it really wasn't, you know. He just expected so much out of me. And always expect me to be great at everything I've done. And so my relationship with him has always been good. Nothing but the best, you know. I thank that man for a lot of my success that I've had through my college years.
How has he pushed you to be the aggressive corner? You know, when I watch your film, you're aggressive. You have great footwork. You know, you're always out there to, you know, swat the ball away, not only try to make a pick, but make it difficult for, you know, a bigger wide receiver. What has he taught you or, you know, helped you train to get better for this next step? What has been the biggest thing?
He's brought a lot to my game. I mean, it's definitely fundamentals at all times. You know, we backpedal at least four or five different times out of the practice. You know, we watch film all the time. I'm always in the film room with him. Going in early mornings, watching film with him. Afternoon, watching film with him. Getting some little extra work out to practice, you know, just different type of ways to get a different look at different receivers and everything. Just to where he's pushed me to the point where, you know, I didn't have a choice but to do it the right way, that I didn't know any other way but that way to do it.
And fundamentals are so important in, you know, any football realm, high school, college, and especially NFL. Sometimes guys are athletically gifted, but sometimes they don't have the fundamentals, you know, wrapped up in. You know, I think it's wonderful that, you know, Coach is taking the time to make sure those are in tune, because it just gives you that one better step in training camp and during practice. You know, the NFL guys preach on fundamentals because, you know, if you're sharp with your fundamentals, likely you're going to do something well in the game. I'm going to move on with my next question, since we don't have 2 hours to talk. I would love to talk, you know, 2 hours with you. But my next question I'm going to talk to you about is player comparison. Usually at this point in our show, you give me your comparison to yourself of who do you remind yourself of in the league, and then I give my take on based on what I've seen on film.
Oh, man. I think I play more like my game type is more like a Maxwell from the Seahawks. He's aggressive. He's, like, really not known. He's just more of an undercover guy that just gets his job done, but knows how to always play the ball, be in the right spot, and he's going to get thrown at most of the time of the game because of the opposite side of Richard Sherman. I mean, I've always been an undersized corner, and so I've been targeted a lot, especially when we get in the red zone. And so I've always had to find a way to either take the ball away or make a play on the ball. So I think that's who I compare my game. Some like, if not a Bradley Roby for sure, because how aggressive he is.
You know, I think Bradley Roby is a fair comparison too. You remind me a ton of Ace Jackson that played at Cal Poly. You know, he was a little undersized coming into the league, and a lot of people didn't like that, but he made it up for it, you know, having good fundamentals, and he also was very quick in his footwork, something that scouts loved about him. And now he's a pretty solid player in the NFL. So, you know, that's who you remind me of is Ace Jackson. I don't know if you're familiar with his game.
Yeah, I know a little bit about him.
But that's who I see yourself as. Tell me, what do you pride yourself on about the most? You know, we've talked about fundamentals. We've talked about, you know, your player comparison. What makes you stand out from all the other defensive backs in college football this year?
One thing that my passion for the game, you can always tell when I'm on the field and how passionate I am. I play without every play, whether it's, you know, whether I get beat deep on a play, where I make a play on the ball, I'm just so passionate in my game and everything I do. And so a lot of coaches know, like, I'm over, like, God, I get fired up, you know, make a play, you know, I might, you know, clap, jump up, you know, get excited with my teammates, you know. So we always, that's how I separate myself, the passion I have for the game and the pride I take in everything that I do when I step on that field, knowing that the other team has a receiver that's 6'6", but knowing I'm going to get to compete almost every play with that same dude.
Tell me about your relationship with your teammates. You mentioned that you're passionate about it. You fire them up. Were you a team captain at your school?
I wasn't a team captain, actually. But, I mean, on our team, a lot of us have been playing since we were redshirt freshmen. You know, we've been through the bumps and bruises together. Our team captains was Calvin Winter, Jaden Terry, and who else? Brett Ervey, our quarterback. Those are the three great leaders right there. Jaden Terry's been a heck of a linebacker. I've played with him since I was an eighth grader growing up through high school. We've been playing together. He's a linebacker, one of the top linebackers in the country. Calvin Winters, I played him all through college. He's been a great linebacker through us as well, you know. And he's really aggressive, real passionate. He's just like me. He's a real passionate type player, emotional type player. Brett Ervey's been a sophomore, you know, who's been stepping up the last 2 years into a big-time quarterback position for us. Step up as a leader, as a freshman, now as a sophomore, he's going to be doing great things for this program in the future. And then my teammates, you know, we just built a great relationship. You know, we've been through a lot of bumps and bruises together, like I said, defensively, offensively. We all, you know, we struggle together, but we all at the same time, when we all shine, it's all the same thing. There's not a lot of arguing with us. You know, there's not a lot of arguments, not a lot of team fights. There's a lot of, you know, we're pretty well chemistry all the way around, you know. And that actually comes from our coaches, too, you know. We do a lot of team things together where we're always together, always helping each other out, always doing something for each other, you know. Because, you know, you're only as good as your weakest link. And that's what we always try to praise ourselves on, to always stick together in tough times. Because, you know, football games, you're going to have a good high emotion and a low emotion throughout your time of play. So, you know, through that low emotion, you always got to come together as one.
I think that's outstanding that you have developed a great chemistry with teammates. I think it's really important with, you know, going at any level of the game. You know, if you don't have your teammates' respect, you know, they're not going to, you know, ball out for you. They're not going to do a lot of different things. I think it's outstanding that, you know, you're a guy that has great chemistry in the locker room. And, you know, any NFL, CFL, GM would be thrilled to have a guy that, you know, shares a bond like you with your teammates. Tell me, have you been invited to any All-Star games in the offseason? Have you done any, or are you going to a regional combine? What's your next step to get exposure, other than, you know, media exposure?
My next step, so I'm trying to get into a couple combines that we have, regional combines. I'm going to try to do that. I haven't been invited to any big combines or anything. You know, I go to a real small school, you know. I wasn't, you know, one of the top defensive players, you know, because I came from pretty solid defense. But, you know, I held my own. You know, I had to do what I had to do. But I wasn't invited to anything big or anything, but I definitely will be going to a couple of regional combines, if not a couple of different pro days that we have throughout our throughout the state of Colorado.
And it's always great that you can have a good connection with, you know, people at the pro days, because sometimes some prospects don't even get in because it's a narrow game there. But it sounds like you really have a good game plan. I think it's outstanding the way that you're trying to give yourself as many opportunities as you can. Here's my next thing I'm going to bring up. With past alumni, some guys that have made it to the NFL that I'm familiar with, Sam Seeley, he played corner. He was drafted in the eighth round. He was like 225th pick back in the 80s. He played for the Raiders. Do any of those guys come back, or, you know, somebody like Justin Cross or Tyrone Johnson, do any of them come back to share their NFL experiences with the locker room?
No, we haven't really seen any of them around at all. But I know we had the big-time UFC fighter, Shane Carwin, who also played football here as well. He played football here. And then a guy named Fred Jackson, he comes back and visits us. He played in the Arena Football League and in the CFL. So we had we have a couple guys that come by, stop by, you know, talk to us every once in a while. But our alumni base is huge, you know. They always come back, talk to us game. We get emails for them weekly to talk to us about the game, you know, beat these guys this week, beat these guys next week, you know. They're always there when we lose. They're always there when we win. So, you know, we always have a good alumni base. And not so many of us, like, from Western have made it, besides a few that you named off and that I named off. But just with the alumni base in general, we have a great base behind us, I can say that are always there.
It's really important, even with smaller school prospects, guys that have made the leap, that have already come over the diversity and they're on an NFL team, making it big. You know, the guys I mentioned, the last one came from the 80s, so I know it's a little bit old, but, you know, I'm familiar with this game style. I just think it's really important how some of these guys can mentor and really help prospects such as yourself, you know, trying to make the leap forward. They really bring a different prospect or perspective to a game that a lot of these guys don't see sometimes. Sometimes, you know, you might be the first person to go to the NFL from your school. So you're the guy that's really making the leap of faith and has the stories to tell back. So I think it's really important to have that relationship.
My next question is
kind of a three wishes kind of thing. You have three wishes. I'm your genie. You have three wishes. The only wish you cannot say is you can't instantly wish yourself on a team, an NFL team, a CFL team, any type of team whatsoever. You can give me any other wish than that. You have three wishes to tell me what you want.
Three wishes. This is kind of tough, you know. I wish, you know, there's three wishes. I wish the best always for my family back at home, Congress, with my mom and dad, my brother, everybody, you know, that's been supporting me. I wish for everybody to be the best and that they succeed in everything they do, you know. So if I could do anything, I hope. So my first wish would be for them to get everything in life that they deserve. My second wish would be definitely to probably own every Foot Locker or Finish Line there is, because I'm a big shoe fanatic, definitely. Definitely a big shoe fanatic. Man, this third wish is tough. I've never really sat down and thought about wishes. I guess
that's
my third wish.
That's what makes you unique, you know.
You know.
I was like, that's what makes you unique. You know, I'm going to give you some questions to make you think. And, you know, I think it's important if you have something to wish in life. I've got big wishes and dreams, too. So, you know, we're in the same boat. But I would always love to hear what prospects like yourself bring to the table. So what's your third wish?
I think my third wish, you know, if I don't get the opportunity, you know, to make it to the league or make it to a CFL team or overseas, whatever, would just be to work for somebody's organization, you know, as like in their front desk office, in their front desk area. If not, you know, their front office, their marketing team, their promotion team, something like that. Or be able to help the youth out, definitely. So that would be my wish, just to give back to helping people.
Such a humble heart, you know. I think it's really important you build a relationship with everyone you meet, you know, somewhere all the way to me, to the guys you meet in school, to the guys that have shaped you. I think it's so important, and, you know, giving back is always something that I think is important in any sense in life. The people that brought you up to do better, and, you know, I think it's wonderful how humble you are with that. Here's my final question.
Sir.
Relating it to your favorite NFL team, I'm going to take a stab. I think your favorite NFL team is probably the Detroit Lions. Am I correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. The Detroit Lions have brought you in for a private workout. They saw something they like about you. They have had three scouts watch you all day. You just finished a nice, intense workout. You ran a 4-4 for them. You know, you could run faster. let's say you run a solid 4.4, you did a 38 on the vertical, and you've had a really good day. The general manager, Martin, Mr. Martin Mayer, I think that's him. I just got a new general manager. He's sitting in front of you. He's got a scout to his left. He's got a scout to his right. He's asked you a whole bunch of questions, you know, personal questions, you know, about, you know, family, so on and so forth. He's put his notebook away. His scouts are done taking notes. And he's sitting across from you and saying, why is Mark Jones a good fit for my team? The Lions are looking for some secondary help. Why are you the guy I should, you know, pick up undrafted or pick somewhere in the 7-round draft? Why are you the guy I should pick? You have 3 minutes to sell me to you.
Oh, okay. I mean, the way I would sell myself is by starting with a lot of people have missed out on the great opportunity with me. You know, saying I'm short, I'm not fast enough, I'm not physical enough, I don't have the numbers to put up on, you know, per se on the pro days or anything like that. But I can also guarantee you that I'm hardworking. I'm always trying to strive for my best in some way, somehow. And if you do take this chance with me, you definitely won't regret it. I mean, every other coach that has taken a chance on me have told me at the end of each year or at the end of my time with them that they're very happy that they took a chance with me and they wouldn't go back and change that decision for anything. So the best way I can just sell myself is by just telling them that my past has showed it, my coaches can tell you, and if you give me that one day or what is it, that little 10-day contract, I can show you why you should keep me around for the team and how I can improve the secondary and show them the type of leader I can be for you.
Sports fans, draft fans, Mark Jones, Western State, Colorado University, thank you so much for coming on tonight. If you need anything at all, reach out to me, Mickey, on NFL Draft War Room. Your interview will be on the section for the interviews, www.nfldraftwarroom.com/interviews. You will be archived in there, and people can check that out. Is there anything else that you want to bring up, a shout-out, or, you know, anything you want to say in the closing minutes?
No, just a big shout-out to my family for supporting me. You know, I've been blessed to have two great parents, Kim Brown Jones and Mark Jones, you know, for giving me life and let me play the game that I love to do. And then Coach Baines, of course, you know, for taking a shot on me. And then for all my friends and all my family and all my biggest supporters, you know, I just want to say thank you. And I'm truly blessed for everybody that I have in my life. And then thank you for giving me the opportunity to be interviewed today.
Oh, not a problem, Mark. It's been a pleasure. And I really hope you succeed in everything you do. Keep in contact with me. I'll try to get your name out there a little bit more. I might have a few more opportunities for radio interviews that I have coming up. I do have some connection base. So keep in tune with me. But thank you so much for coming on tonight. And best of luck in your future.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Draft fans, that was Mark Jones. As you can see, he is a wonderful, well-rounded, humble young man that, you know, wants to succeed in everything. Sure, he's undersized. Sure, he was overlooked by so many D1 schools. Sure, he doesn't have quite the ability that Patrick Peterson does, but, you know, he's a humble guy that has all the skills. He's a locker room guy. You know, he's going to be the one that you like in the locker room, the one that's going to praise all the teammates for something good. He's going to work hard for you. He's going to tune his game to make sure it's at top peak. Sure, he's 5'8", but, you know, he has so much heart and aggressiveness in the game. It shows on film, and, you know, the Western State Colorado alumni now, you know, player, he is something that an NFL team should look at. The Lions need some secondary help, but, you know, I think he would be blessed with any opportunity. Mark Jones is quite the guy that any locker room would love to have. So don't forget to check out his highlights below. If you want to follow him, M_Jones17, that's his Twitter handle. Check him out tonight. Give him a like. Support him on his NFL journey. He is going to be doing regional combines. I will keep you up to date on what he's doing. And don't forget to check out NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews for all the archived interviews I've done in the last few days. Don't forget to follow NFL Draft War Room on Twitter at NFL Draft W Room. That's the tag. And check me out, DRW Scout. I'm constantly updating my Twitter. So with that being said, I'm your host, DW. Thank you for having me host another Inside the War Room tonight. And tomorrow I will have Jared Lacy, who has a great story. He is from Colorado State University of Pueblo. He's a strong safety, another safety prospect that we will have on tomorrow night right here on Blog Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Hope everyone has a great night, and take care, everyone.